What are some of the other projects that you would like to work on now or in the future, now that you're retired, kind of?
Well, just about, yeah. Well, I'm actually going back to my pre-U of M interests. Before I came here, I spent 4 years working in a research lab on a project getting computers to understand spoken language. And my role there was to write the phonological rules that allowed the computer to go back from what it heard to be able to look up individual words in the dictionary. So, for example, if I say in a dictionary, you might see did, you, eat, yet, but a lot of people in speaking fast will just say gee, yet. Mm-hmm. So, and in doing that, in my research for doing this, I came across some work by William LaBeouf, who's a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, and who's really kind of the father of American sociolinguistics, and does and became aware of his work in variation. Very interested in that, in looking at the data that I was dealing with, seeing final consonant deletion, particularly the deletion of the T and the D sounds on the end of words in English. So, last night, he and I. What causes that to happen? Is it the words that, the sounds that follow, the particular words? Does it have to do with age, with gender, with education? What causes that to happen? And so that kind of variation fascinates me. And after my first year here, I did a little pilot study of liaison as another phenomenon of consonant dropping. So, for example, he arrived. Il est arrivé or il est arrivé. It used to be that you could only say il est arrivé. Mm-hmm. It was considered incorrect to say il est arrivé. It's happening more and more, and I'm fascinated by this trend in French of liaison disappearing as another example of final consonant deletion. And I think that, you know, this is the direction that the language is changing in. So my skills are very, very rusty. I have not kept up with the work, and I've just started taking graduate-level sociolinguistics class in the linguistics department that deals a lot with this idea of variation. And so I'm thinking that I might want to get back into that area.
So we'll still get a chance to see you on campus some more.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, there are a lot of people I've worked with, students, graduate students, and lecturers that I'm hoping that I'll still be able to have contact with.
Well, thank you so much, Pauline, for taking time out to meet with me. I really appreciate it, and I wish you the very best in all your future endeavors.
Well, thank you, April. This has been fun.